Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Hello, it is another wonderful Sunday evening here in Connecticut. And we had such a gorgeous spring day today. I am so very excited to be on this broadcast with you again today. And as always, I encourage you to join me in the chat room or on the telephone. The telephone you can dial 646-915-8166. And as always, we are on for 90 minutes on this Sunday evening. And we are broadcasting out of New Milford, Connecticut. So before I get into today's episode, I want to remind you that this Wednesday, already we are on part five. Wow. Part five of the Millionaire's Mindset. And my honored expert and guest is going to be none other than Mr. William R. Patterson out of Washington, D.C. And Mr. Patterson has been on this show before, and he's going to be blessing us again with his expertise. He is the founder of Barron Wealth Institute, an amazing, amazing teacher and speaker. And we are looking for some volunteers for the radio show and as well as our TV shows. We are at present in Danbury, we are in Cromwell, we are in Newtown, we are in Bridgeport, and we are looking for other towns to be in as well. So if you are not seeing the A New Day TV show in your town, would you reach out with me and discuss how you can get it there? Because we are just looking to touch lives in every nook and cranny that we can. So if you are interested in volunteering for us, you can message me here on the radio, or you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Now, if you're interested in earning some extra money, we are looking for some salespeople to sell some advertisement to business owners all over the world, because our show is heard all over the world, and now we are close to 95,000 visitors and listeners, and we think that that's enough people to advertise your business to. So for those people who want to work from your home and from your computers, just reach out and let us know, and we will discuss it with you. We are giving a very hefty commission. So we believe in win-win relationships. And that's why we are setting it up the way we are setting it up. For those of you who have already purchased my books on Amazon, I want to thank you. For those of you who have not yet done so, please just go on Amazon and put Daphne Clark Hudson in the search, and you'll see my books come up. And I'm asking you for your support. Please support me. Get a copy for yourself and something for a neighbor. Every little bit helps, and we are really looking for your support. So I guess that is it for now with my housekeeping. And back on March, I put some new pictures out. and my mailbox has been overflooding with people telling me how young I look and what did I do to lose so much weight. And people are asking, how can you help me and how can you teach me? Well, in a few weeks coming up, I will be doing a series of webinars to tell you exactly, step by step, everything I have been doing in order to look the way I'm looking now. And today I figure I'll just give you a brief summary on this show about some of the rituals and habits that I have now developed and has been practicing consistently for the result that I am experiencing. So, as I promised one of my listeners, he loved my opening song that I used to use before we had the voiceover. And he said, does that mean I'm not going to be hearing I Want to Be More anymore? I said, no, after I do my announcement and my housekeeping, I will continue to play that song. So here is the theme song for this show, I Wanna Be More.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. We can laugh and share the pain, all of the tears and joy is gained. When all of us fail to show, I hope you believe and always know. Special friends sometimes they won't understand.
We are going to be together for a long, 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 long time because I'm committed to this. I'm committed to what I'm called to do, and I ain't going nowhere. So, again, I want to thank each and every one of you for all the amazing compliments that I have been getting since I post those pictures up, and I bump into a friend of mine in Walmart and Essie, and we haven't seen each other for so long, and it was such an honor seeing her and thank her for all the wonderful compliments. Again, I say, everybody, men, women, near and far, some of you have not, no, you don't know me in person, but just by seeing my pictures over there on the internet and everywhere, you decide to reach out because you said the sister is looking good. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's begin at the beginning. It doesn't matter whether it's our health, our weight, our businesses, our jobs, any changes that we seek to encounter begins first with a decision. It is vital, vital important that we make the right decision. And the first step to making a right decision is to decide that you have to make a decision. Because lots of people have been going around in La La Land and they have not taken or they have not took the opportunity to say, well, I'm going to make a decision to make a difference in this area or that area or the other area. And I hope and I pray that as you listen to me now, it's not that I've got it all together. However, I pray that you won't have to wait to get a rude awakening to decide that I need to develop a lifestyle awakening. It was back in 2010 when I went in to see the doctor. Up until that time, I must be honest with you, up until that time, I think it was the spring of 2010, I was not visiting the doctor regularly because I used to have the excuse that I don't have health insurance and I'm not going to the doctor. I'm just eating right and doing a little exercise here and there. However, there was a tension across my shoulders up into the base of my neck and my skull. And of course, I thought it was just by sitting at the computer so long, and that was the position my head was in, and that was why I was having that pain. But I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, God looks after his people. Even when we don't accept him as ours, he looks after us. And I say that to preface the fact that during that time when I was having that tension across my shoulders and in my neck, God spoke to a very good friend of mine, instructing her to give me a certain amount of money And she said to the Lord that, why should I give her money? She has not requested any money for any need. The Lord said she needs to go to the doctor. She has no insurance and she has no money. My friend was obedient. So after we make a decision, the next thing we need to be is to be obedient and willing. My friend was both of those things. She was willing and she was obedient, and she wrote the check for the exact amount that the Lord told her to give me to go to the doctor. Well, when I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was 210 over 110. And other things were out of whack. So I was blessed that the doctor sent me back home instead of admitting me in the hospital. So that was when I got my rude awakening. I came home that day in May of 2010. I made a decision that I need a radical lifestyle awakening. I am a sweet tooth person. There's a store around here that sells the huge packet of oatmeal raisin cookies, and it was nothing for me to sit and put away four of those large cookies in one sitting. But there were certain lifestyle changes I had to make the decision to begin to adopt. And I went out diligently searching and seeking and reading and decide, girl, if you want to live, you're going to have to make a difference. And I started removing certain foods from my diet. And the good things that I was doing, I started doing more of those things. So I used, before I learned about my elevated blood pressure and everything, I used to do juice. But I was not juicing educationally, if you know what I mean. I would make some carrot juice here and there, and I would drink some orange juice that I bought from the store. But I was not juicing to enhance my lifestyle. So I started educating myself about juicing. I began educating myself about raw foods, their advantages. I started to spend more attention around the benefits of green tea and white tea, why they are essential for my body. I started paying attention to why I should be consistent in taking my probiotic, my fish oil, my primrose evening oil, and all of those. So I began going back to the table to gather more information and knowledge about the things that is going into my mouth. I was in a conversation with a friend of mine in New York, and she mentioned a book to me, Eating for Your Blood Type. So I went on Amazon and I purchased the book because I realized if I wanted to enhance my health and my life, there are certain things that I needed to do. So the first thing I did, I made the decision that some things were not right and that I wanted to make a difference in my life. So there were certain rituals I was doing at the time, but I was really not consistent. I would do them some days and some days I wouldn't. But I said to myself, now it's not a if I can, it is I must do them. So my daily ritual started off with my prayer or meditation in the mornings. And after that, when I get out of bed and I brush my teeth, I boil some water and I will have a cup of hot water with the juice of one freshly squeezed lemon. Sometimes when I buy the big bags of lemons from Costco, what I do, I juice them and put them in the ice trays in the refrigerator. And then each morning I would take out a frozen cube of lemon juice. I would place it in the cup and I pour my hot water over it. And that's the first thing that I would drink each and every morning. When I am out of fresh lemon, I still have my hot water every morning, but in my hot water, I put a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. So it's not, you're not mixing them both together. You're having either or. And this might not work for you, but I'm just sharing because there are so many people that have been asking me, what have I done? What am I doing? So I'm just sharing with you the things that I'm doing. And I pray that you will join the webinars when I have them so you can get more in-depth information. After I do my hot lemon juice or apple cider, the next thing I do, I take my probiotic on my empty stomach. So I take my probiotic just a little bit before I make my juice. And then I start every morning with green juice. I do my green juice. I do celery, kale, green apples, ginger, cucumbers. I've even put some colored greens in it. I have used some green apples. I think I've said green apples. I've done cucumbers. I've done zucchini. I've even done broccoli, but I think I'm wasting the broccoli when I juice it. So I have stopped juicing the broccoli. So every day I do green juice. I start my day with green juice. I add my hydrated wheatgrass powder to that and sometimes my spirulina in that. And that's my green. There's sometimes when I probably will have green for my lunch again, depending on my mood and what I feel for. If I do not do green for my lunch, I do the organic carrot. I do that. And over the summer, I was doing mangoes. When I do the carrots, sometimes I do the carrots with the fresh pineapple, so I put them both together. There are sometimes when I do the red apples with the pineapples, and ginger goes in everything. All my juices have the fresh ginger in them. One of the other things that I am juicing is the cactus pears. I know the Latino or Hispanic people, they are quite familiar with cactus pears. But if you don't know what cactus pear is, when you go to your supermarket, ask the people in the grocery section, the green food section, about the cactus pear. I used to see them and I had no idea what they were until I asked about what are these with the Spanish lady, and this Spanish lady explained to me that it's cactus pear. I bought some at the time. She showed me how I should do it and how I should eat it. And I tell you, while I was doing my research about the different things I should eat and why I should eat them, I came to discover that cactus pear is very good to remove inflammation from our bodies. So, of course, I just stock up on them. I'll go around and I'll buy them, and I will I juice them with pomegranate juice, and then I put them in the freezer, and then I will thaw it out when I need it, and it makes it still very fresh. So if you don't know what cactus pears are, just go in your grocery store and ask the guys there to show you cactus pear. It is like the tuna plant, and it's the little blossom on the cactus. It's the little thing that shapes like a pear, and before it's ready, it has yellow or red flower on it. But you can get it in your grocery store in the section where they have vegetables. And if you live in the area where there are a lot of Latino people eat that a lot. So any grocery store that sells Hispanic foods, you will be able to get your cactus pears there. One of the other things that I juice is June plum, which is from Jamaica. The Jamaicans who are listening, they know what a June plum is. And soursop. When I go home to Jamaica, I peel the soursop, I put it in a Ziploc bag, I freeze it, and I take it back here with me, and there I have my fresh soursop. Again, there are Hispanic stores that sell frozen soursop, and it is soursap. There's a big rave about soursop right now because they are saying how beneficial it is for cancer. So it is now in demand. So for those of us who grew up on these things, it's like it's all in our base, because back home in Jamaica, there's hardly a Sunday when you don't have soursop juice for your dinner, with your dinner. You know, we grew up on these things, yet we did not know the advantage to our bodies. And all I can say, maybe that's the reason why a lot of us still experience optimum health. If you're just joining, I'm just sharing with my what my eating habits are now. And if you're in the chat room, you have a question, you may type it in the room. If you're on the phone or listening online and you have a question, you are welcome to call in 646-915-8166. So, I juice carrots, I juice mangoes, I do soursop, I do papaya, I do pineapples. I do pineapples both when I do my carrot juice and when I do my green juice, because I just use a brush and I wash the brush the pineapple, wash it clean. So when I'm juicing the skin and everything. So I use that too in my green juice as well. Now, you notice that this episode is entitled Spring Cleaning Our Bodies. And I tell you, I went down to New York and I was discussing the food as usual again with a gentleman. And I learned about something that was new. He mentioned his experience and a diagnosis he had and what he was going through. And he mentioned to me about colon irrigation. And up until that time, I had no idea that there were colon therapists, people that are certified and qualified to work with your colon. And of course, because I was seeking for optimum health, I asked him for his therapist's number. And I called the lady up and I got a consultation over the telephone and I went in to get my very first colon irrigation. And I was so happy when she mentioned to me that I have been doing something right because my colon is in good health. And she says there are a lot of times when people come and whatever is in their colon, it is impacted and it is black and tarry or those color, and you know that that's not the right color for your feces. So I went, I had, I think so far since I started, I've had 4 colon irrigation, and I tell you, it is like my body has come alive. My energy is at peak, my skin is gorgeous and beautiful, and it's like new cells has been rejuvenated in my body. So, I mentioned to you earlier on that I bought the book Eating for Your Blood Type. And when I purchased that book and began reading, I realized that there are certain types of foods that you should not eat if you are certain blood type. It's not that it's going to kill you or poison you or anything like that. But if you are looking to experience optimum health, then you should do the things that keep all the organs in working order. It's like our cars. We do tune up. We put in brake fluid, we put in windshield wiper, we put coolant for the engine. And it's the same thing with our bodies. We got to maintain it the right way. So I tell you, although it made my heart so heavy, when I learned that one of my favorite foods, two of my favorite foods at least, it's highly recommend that I remove them from my diet. And those of you who know me know that I love corn. I just love my corn on the cob. Listen, guys, I'm the daughter of a farmer. I grew up on corn. I love corn. cornmeal pudding, cornmeal pone, kaya leaf, corn dumpling, porridge, roast corn, boiled corn, hominy corn. Whew. Talk about corn. Every aspect, cornbread, every aspect of corn I love. But when I started eating for my blood type, I have to just kiss corn and release it, because it's highly recommended that for my blood type, I should remove corn. And now, guys, brace yourself. The next thing, one of the next things that it's highly recommended that I remove from my diet is chicken. Chicken, guys. I love me some jerk chicken. Barbecue chicken. Curry chicken, roast chicken, rotisserie chicken, chicken. I would eat me some chicken 24/7, 365 days a year. And on a leap year, I'll be eating chicken on the 29th of February. Well, eating for my blood type, it highly suggests removing chicken from my diet. And I tell you something. You know how you have your friends sometimes and how they do things to get you off the bandwagon? I have some friends who are wonderful, wonderful cooks. And guess what they're cooking when I'm by them? Oh, they're making buffalo wings. They're making this kind of chicken and that kind of chicken and the other kind of chicken. You got to remember when I told you it's important to make a decision? You must make a decision to stay committed to that which you have decided to do. So with God's help and support, I'm holding on tight to my wagon. And that's why when I look at these pictures, I mean, thanks to Candy Caldwell for enhancing my beauty, and for Bridget Stone for doing such a phenomenal job in that shoot. It makes me proud to see, because I've committed to that new person, I am seeing the result and others are seeing it in me too. Guys, I went from 210 to 168. That's where I am right now. And I am fitting in a size 14 dress. And not only is it a size 14, it's tight fitting that shows that I have a waist. And I tell you, when I look around in the full mirror, the asset behind ain't looking too bad either. And I remember when I could not bend over to tie my sneaker. I just could not do it. So I'm so thankful that I've made the decision that I needed a lifestyle awakening, and I am sticking to it. I am still a work in progress where the exercise is concerned, because now I walk maybe an hour and a half, maybe 3 or 4 times a week with my wonderful neighbor, Charlie. And even he noticed that I'm speeding up, because he walks very fast. And now he said to me the other day, "Man, you are speeding up now. You are keeping up with me." So whatever little you can do, I've bought myself a bicycle, so I'm going to be riding soon again. Whatever it is that you want for yourself, I want you to take what I'm sharing with you today as an encouragement to go out there and start something. It is never too late. You are never too old. You can transform yourself in whatever areas needs to be transformed. So I spent a lot of time telling you about my morning rituals and practices. One of the other things that I juice to is a papaya. I love me some Popeye. I love, in Jamaica, we call it Papa. So I love me some Papa. So whatever it is, play around with things. See what it is you like. And there's some things you will make and you won't like them. So you remove one ingredient at a time and see, oh, maybe I will like it without that ingredient and the other ingredient. Just play with it and then you see what you like. Let's move into main courses. Lunch, I do a salad sometimes, and sometimes I do a smoothie. My smoothie is made from bananas, pineapples, cantaloupe, and sometimes honeydew. You find out what you like and you do it. I've done strawberries. Whatever you like, you have to test out what I like. Remember, I am a farmer's child. So on the farm, we eat everything. We literally eat everything. So I just like food. So you can take what I am saying as a guideline to test out to see what it is that you like. So for lunch, I will do a salad depending on where I am. Or I will do a smoothie. And one thing I want to remind you about your juices. Your juices is supposed to go from your juicer to your glass to your mouth. So don't juice them and store them away. Be sure to make sure they are juiced freshly. Every serving must be freshly juiced. So, smoothie for lunch or salad. And I just enjoy making my own salad dressing. So you can figure out what you like in your salad dressing. Because I know cinnamon and ginger and turmeric are good for me, I tend to include them in a lot of the things that I make. As I said to my friend Alicia the other day, I said, I'm not looking about whether I like it. I'm looking at it thinking, ooh, that's 10 more years to my life. So play with the things. And the beauty about it, if you are living by yourself, you don't have any problem because you just test things. If you don't like it, you don't make it again. You don't have to be cooking for a family. I reinvented coleslaw a couple weeks ago. It was around St. Patrick's. They had nice organic cabbage in the store, and I picked up it. The price was good and everything. And I found myself using the golden delicious apples with some carrots, organic carrots, with some shredded cabbage, some cucumber, sometimes yellow and sometimes red onions. I shred them together. And that was my coleslaw. And I made my dressing that I wanted for my coleslaw, and I added on it. A lot of the things that I cook and make, I do not include salt. If and when I use a little salt, it is sea salt that I use. And that's just my choice. And I've read somewhere where it told me that sea salt was more healthy for us. So, you know, just test out. I don't want to tell you what my dressings are because, remember, I tell you, I'm from the farm. I eat everything. Plus, I like spicy things. Spicy, not only zesty, but spicy as in hot cayenne. And cayenne, I use a lot of cayenne pepper because if you like hot, you can add cayenne to what you're eating too. At home, I have not bought meat, not even the meat that my blood type has told me to eat. I have not bought in a long time. I have been sticking to wild salmon. And yes, sometimes I buy it frozen because there is a store here that has it frozen for good price and they come individually packed. And I just doctor it up and it tastes very good. One of the other things that I make, I do my Brussels sprouts. They are roasted, but I keep them whole. I do not cut them. So they are roasted in lots and lots of garlic and olive oil. And yum, yum, yum. I am telling you. Oh, a friend of mine, I gave her some of my Brussels sprouts, and she said, normally, I don't eat Brussels sprouts because when my mother usually makes them, they're always dark and bitter. But these are good and they are still green, she says to me. I said, yes, I love Brussels sprouts. So that's one thing I love. I have been eating a lot of cauliflower and broccoli, and all of those are blanched. Very rarely I'm doing totally cooked. I also roasted my butternut squash. And I made some homemade applesauce with dried cranberries. And I used that to stuff my roasted butternut squash. This year was the first time that I roasted the butternut squash. I roasted the acorn squash in the past, but this is the first year that I have roasted the acorn squash. I had it that particular time with some blanched broccoli and blanched broccoli, salmon, and the squash instead of putting brown sugar like I used to. I remember before I was eating so healthy, I normally put inside the acorn squash, I used to roast it with butter and brown sugar. But now that I've eliminated the sugar from my diet, I replace it with the applesauce. And it was delicious. So those of you, I think I have that posted on my website. On my Facebook page where you can see my roasted butternut squash. All right, so let me hear from you. Come on, guys, in the chat room. Let me hear if you are doing anything different for your health. So we talk about spring cleaning our bodies. You know that once you adopt a lifestyle of fasting and juicing, that helps to detoxify your body. And we must develop a ritual about when we are going to be detoxifying our body. The one thing I need to tell you is that if you have not yet included that into your lifestyle, you need to begin to adapt and develop the practice of detoxifying your body. The green juices does it. There are lots of some people, when they go to the nutritionist will tell them certain things to use. I am not a medical doctor, so I'm not on here telling you what to do. I am sharing with you the things that I have done to be experiencing the new image you see on there. The next thing, it's water, water, water. Water, 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 water. Water with fresh lemon. Water with fresh lemon. It doesn't hurt to cut a lemon and just eat it. You got to think about, this is making me healthy. And be careful. Read the labels of the things that you're eating. You know, for those of us who are blessed to be in an area where we can support the local farmers, we should do that. At least we know there are no pesticides on the foods and on the vegetables. But the foods that are traveling from we know where, we don't know what's on them. And that's one of the reasons why we should support our local farmers. I know here in Connecticut, there are some farms and their co-ops, but I tell you, they are so difficult to get into. And the co-ops are seasonal. You get whatever is being harvested. And you have fresh food all year round for your family. So if you live in an area where there are local farmers, I encourage you to support the farmers. The beauty about that, you don't really need to buy a whole lot, because you can always run there and get it. I tell you, one of the other things that my blood type suggests that I remove from my diet is tomato. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm going to cry. I love me some tomato. And over the summer, I used to make me some tomato and cucumber salad. But I tell you, so now I'm going to be making cucumber and basil with onions, because I am just sticking to eating to my blood type and make sure I stay committed to that. So I suggest you borrow the book at the library or something, but I know it will add value to your life. So I mentioned that I eat my protein is the salmon. And I became very creative with my beans as well. For the first time in my life, I made some curry lima beans. And my. Were they delicious? They were so delicious. I didn't even eat them with any brown rice or anything. I just had the curried lima beans all by themselves. And it was good. I also made for the first time black beans chili. I didn't put any meat in it. But that again was delicious. I make my own hummus. And I've been making the hummus for a while, not just since I began eating. And I even tried a recipe on making the raw hummus. And that it was very earthy, groundly, and chalky. So if you like that, some people might not like that chalky, earthy taste. But just play with the stuff. Have fun. Know that food is an art. Food is an art. So I'm going back and forth, but I want to go back a little bit about detoxifying our bodies. One of the other things that I do for detoxifying my body is take aromatherapy baths. And peppermint and lavender with Epsom salts are very good detoxifier for the body. As warm as you can tolerate that bath water, you sit in it for about 30 minutes. And I tell you, it opens up every pore in your body. You got to be careful that you do not do that when you're alone at home. Because if you do that and the water is too hot, then you are going to dehydrate your body. And there's a possibility that when you try to get out of the bathtub or something, you will get a disease spell. So be cautious. Do everything with security. All right? So if you have not yet tried a detoxifying bath, I want for you to try that. If you're having aches and pains and everything like that, try it. I tell you, the peppermint and the lavender oils, they are going to really relax you. So just don't be drowning. You know, you get one of those insulated pillows and you put them at the back. It fits onto the bathtub and you can have it around your neck so you're relaxed. And make sure that your feet is stuck to the bath so you don't slide down. Because if you fall asleep because you are relaxed from the oils in the bath, then you are going to be drowning yourself, and we don't want that. So that's just a little bit. I'm willing to take your questions. You can call me. We have 34 minutes approximately remaining in the show. You are welcome to call, and let's talk about some of the new habits that you are doing. One of the other things, I want to talk about new foods. I go to Danbury. I live in New Milford, Connecticut. And there is an Asian market in Danbury, which is two towns away from me. And I go in there. And I love when I go there and there are not many customers in the store. Because what I would do, I would take the lady, I say, please come with me. What is this? What is this? What is this? Every vegetable or fruit there that I don't know, I ask her what it is. Sometimes I have my paper and I'm writing it. Sometimes she says she doesn't know the name of it in English. I said, well, write the Chinese and I will ask somebody about it. And she tells me what it's good for and how to cook it. That's how I experienced bitter melon. I did not know about something called bitter melon. In Jamaica, we have a herb called Cerise. I want to welcome B818 to the show. Thank you for joining. I'm talking about food and new rituals and practices. So if you have anything you are doing this spring for yourself and your diet, I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166 and let's share some practices. So yes, I'm going back to tell you about a herb we have in Jamaica called Cerise. And we use it as a tea. And our family, I remember as a child growing up, my parents always give me Cerise because they said it will clean your blood out. So that's again, detoxify. And when I went to the Asian market, I saw these triangular green things. I had no idea what they were. And I asked her, and she said, they are bitter melon. And I said, bitter melon? I said, how does it grow? She showed me the vine. I said, it's Cerise. She said, yeah. In Jamaica, you call it Cerise. So I bought me some bitter melon. And of course, it is bitter. It has earned its name. But I tell you, I blanched those baby with some garlic and olive oil. And I was eating it like I was eating a filet mignon. I did not care about it being bitter. I am just focusing on my health. So for those of you who are listening, I want you to please call 646-915-8166. What are you doing this spring to not only spring clean your closet, but what are you doing to spring clean your life? Let me hear from you. We talk about detoxifying. I talk about the colon irrigation. I spoke about the juicing. I talk about drinking the apple cider vinegar or fresh lemon with hot water in the morning. I spoke about the probiotic. I mentioned about the cactus pear. And you can eat the cactus pear or you can juice it. I do both. Okay? So go out there and experiment with some new foods. Don't even think about, say, oh, I've never had that and I don't know how it tastes. You can always use spices to enhance the things that you do not like. So, let me hear from you about some of the things that you are doing with your life and whether or not you are committing to seeing it through and to see it working for you. Everything we do in life, we need to stay committed to it. Because there is so much we can do in our lives to make a difference for ourselves and for others around us. However, it starts with a decision. And I'm sure I really don't need to tell you this, but I'm going to say it. Any decision you make about any change whatsoever, it will be scary. But you can't look on the fear. You got to remove yourself from the fear and look on the results that you are working towards, and that will encourage you. What they say, feel the fear and do it anyhow. Feel the fear and do it anyhow. I encourage you, the body shape and the body size that you are looking for, you want to work towards, find a picture of someone in a magazine. Take the picture out of the magazine, cut that person's head off, and cut your head off of a picture and post it and tape it on that picture. And you put that picture on your vision board. And every day you look at the new you. Look at the new you. One of the other things you can do, you know all the things you are looking for. I encourage you to get an empty picture frame, put it where you can see it every day, and everything that you are looking for, I want you to begin to visualize it in that picture frame. If you're looking for a new house, look in that picture frame. You're looking for a new husband or wife? Look in that picture frame. You're looking for a new car, children in college, scholarships for your children to go to college, whatever it is that you are looking for, you can create them in that empty picture frame. And when they manifest themselves, it's not going to be the first you see because you visualize them way, way, way before they are manifested themselves. All right? So the number to call, 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you about how you are doing the spring cleaning of your life. While I'm taking a breath here to see somebody calling, I want to welcome guest 499 to the show. Thank you for coming. And do you have any input you want to share about how you are doing spring cleaning for your life? Share that with us. And if you prefer to call in, you can please do so. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So, each of us will choose to do something different. The important thing, I just want for you to do something. Don't wait until you have to turn up at the doctor's office to find out that your blood pressure is out of whack before you start. You don't have to do that. You just need to take the responsibility to start it sooner. I'm just so thankful that God had my back and to direct me to going to the doctors to check out my blood pressure and to be able now to stand here tonight and to give you a testimony about what is taking place in my life. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We have 24 minutes remaining in this show. So if you have any questions for me that you want to call and ask me about this new plan, you can go ahead and do so. And yes, I have been out to eat since, and I stuck with seafood, and I did salad. So I did salmon, I did tuna, I did any seafood. There's a place I go to and he has scallops and all of that, different seafood. But I have not had a chicken since I was encouraged to remove it out of my diet. And you're probably saying, what are some of the things I can eat for my blood type? I can eat rabbit. I can eat venison, I can do salmon, and some more things. And the other thing I had to remove from my diet are peanuts. No more peanuts, no more peanuts for me. So, and I tell you, I am so energetic. I can walk up the stairs. I haven't been running yet. But who knows, maybe in a few months, I will start to run. Not the marathon. I have my friend, she does the marathon. She went to Florida and did the marathon. God bless her. And so whatever it is you can do to enhance your body, I just want for you to do. And I ask you to, as you start to play with these foods, I want for you to call in here and share with me what your results are, okay? I mentioned earlier on that I use a lot of cinnamon in my diet. I also use a lot of ginger and a lot of turmeric. And you can research those things online, turmeric and ginger and cinnamon. And you can research them and see why they are essential to be part of our diets, and also the cayenne pepper, So just go out there and do your research and see what's good for you. While you're at the research green tea as well, and research white tea, and see what are the advantages why you should include them in your everyday diet. And a lot of people says, oh, well, eating whole foods is so expensive. But trust me, it is not half as expensive as prescriptions. So seeing that this is the one body we have, why don't we just make the commitment to begin to treat it better? Just treat it better, because we can't get another body. We cannot get another body. So just begin to treat this body right. All right? So I'm taking a break and I'm going to play this song here. Ah, that's one not working.
Oh, let me tell you this story about this girl I used to know.
Jenny had a dark tan, lived on a farm, and rocking them cowboy boots. A brunette with long legs, I tell you, she was something else. Man, if she only knew that I've been dreaming about the things that young boys do, hoping she was thinking the same thing too. Well, I was just a bama boy, her daddy's fear, her mama's joy. If I could make her realize that she would get with me, I'm sure she'd see I'd be everything she could ever need. 'Cause I was reeling with the feelings that adolescent Nina, going where I'd never been. No clue where I was rolling, just living for the moment, heading straight to who knows where. I was young and restless, wild and reckless. I pulled on her little heart, stars must have been in line. Yeah, I knew that she was falling when I sang her "Hello, Darling." It was wrong, but it felt so right. 'Cause we were reeling with the feelings in adolescent meaning, going where we'd never been. No clue where we were rolling, just living for the moment, heading straight to who knows where.
That was Wild and Reckless with Mr. Rexton Lee. Welcome, guest 5307, to the show. Thank you for coming. What are you doing to spring clean your life this spring? So you can type it in the chat room, or if you feel so desire, you can call. The number is 646-915-8166. We have 16 minutes remaining on the show, and we're just talking about some of the things we need to be doing to spring clean our lives here. We know we take the cars for tune-up. We do everything else for all the stuff we have around us, and we oftentimes neglect ourselves. So please, let me hear from you. What are you doing to spring clean your life and make a difference? So I'm looking to hear from you. One of the other things I want to tell you to stay tuned for and keep your antennas up. We are going on a cruise to Europe June the 15th of 2014. And we will be having the itinerary and everything. It's going to be posted on Facebook. And if you have not yet connected with me on LinkedIn, please do so on Facebook.com facebook.com/dynamicdaphne, twitter@dynamicdaphne, LinkedIn Daphne Clark Hudson, and my website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and I have my own app too, Daphne Clark Hudson. So I want to hear from you. I want to see you connecting with me all over there, and leave me a note. Let me know that you're one of my supporters on my show. And, you know, if you are at an event where I am, I want you to come up and say something to me. Lots of people, they are at events where I am at, and then they send me an email afterwards. So, oh, I was at that event, but I didn't come up to say something. Come on, guys. If you are connected with me in any way, even if you're not, but you have heard my name before, please, I want you to connect with me. Talk to me. Let us build a relationship. Let us find out how we can add value to each other. Because we are in this together. All right? We are in this together. So don't be shy when you're at a place where I'm at and you don't call me. I want for you to reach out to me and let us get acquainted and know each other. I also want to remind you about Wednesday morning coming, when we are going down to part 5 of the Millionaire's Mindset with Mr. William R. Patterson out of the D.C. area. So remember to tune in. I am waiting to get somebody else with William. You know, last week we had an all-female microphone, and thank you guys so much. Ooh, you all are downloading these shows like hot potatoes, and it makes me good. So yes, and I want to go back to just finish up the conversation about some of the additional foods that I'm eating. I'm doing a lot of sweet potato, roasted sweet potato. I put everything. It's not really soft. Because I'm trying to tolerate them raw, but some of the things are hard. So like I roast them, I partially blanch them. I don't do them very soft. I blanch my kale. I blanch my mustard greens. I blanch my my collard greens as well. And I know that's not how most people do them. They do them with the smoked turkey or the ham hock. But remember I told you that I'm looking for health, not just a full stomach. So I hope to see you on some of the webinars, and I pray that you will get some advantages out of what I have shared with you today. Find out what you can do to keep yourself healthy. And when I say healthy, one of the things I've learned from my colon therapist is that once our colons are healthy, the rest of our bodies will be healthy. Because she points out to me that a lot of the disease in our body begins in the colon. So if you have not yet thought about colon irrigation or lavage, I want for you to check it out and tell me what you think, and just find someone who is certified and who has a decent practice. Don't go to any quack to do those things, right? Sometimes people want to cut the corner and, it was too expensive, that's why I do this and that's why I do that. Don't do that. Keep saving your money until you have enough to get whatever you need done from a professional. Because, not because you see a sign up, it doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. Be sure you find someone who has used them to do that thing that you are going to hire them to do. But it's so important to take care of your bodies. Don't be eating like you were eating when you were growing up as a child. Because foods aren't the same anymore. Remember, you're not in your country or at home where you know your parents grow the food and you go out and you harvest it from the farm to your table, your kitchen and your table. And, you know, I am so excited when I say things like that because I know I grew up eating close to the ground. Close to the ground. And it still excites me to know that I can still make that choice to be eating close to the ground. So, you know, you are worth it. It doesn't matter how much money you are spending for food. You are worth every dime of it. Every bit of it. And then some. So, don't listen to other people to say, oh, such and such is so expensive. You only have one life. You only have one body. And if you do not stay committed to it, you are not going to be able to get the result you want. Remember that you cannot trade it in. You cannot trade that body in. So why not just take good care of it from right now so you have no regrets later on? You must stay loyal to your body. You know, God gave that body to you, and you need to take care of it. So don't abuse it. Give gratitude for every aspect of who you are. That's the other thing that is so important in our lives, is giving gratitude. So whether your weight is where you want it or not, still give thanks for it. Before I took weight off, I used to tell people, I'm not fat, I'm well upholstered. And everybody knows what it is to sit in a well upholstered chair. It makes you comfortable. And I'm sharing that to let you know that you must love you in spite of what everybody else is going to think or feel about you. So don't let anybody talk you down. Don't let anybody criticize you. Stay true. Stay honest to yourself. Know that before anybody else will support you, you need to support yourself. I was looking to find me a quote to share with. The happiest people seem to be those who have no particular reason for being happy except that they are so. So don't go outside and look for any happiness elsewhere. Create your own happiness. The only really happy folks are married women and single men. Oh, that is so funny. And this is by H.L. Mencius. I don't agree with that, but I saw it, so I just read it. Happiness is not a reward. It is a consequence. Suffering is not a punishment. It is a result. It's pretty hard to tell what does bring happiness. Poverty and wealth have both failures. Elbert Hubbard. So, I will see you guys on Wednesday when we are going to be on number 5 of the Millennial Mindset. I think I want to share this with you. Honesty. If you attempt to beat a man down and so get his goods for less than a fair price, you are attempting to commit burglary. As much as though you broke into his shop to take the things without paying for them. There is cheating on both sides of the counter, and generally less behind it than before. Henry Ward Beecher. So that's an insight for someone. And in the coming weeks ahead, please, please, please reach out to me and let me know whether or not this segment was advantageous to you. And play with your foods. Become creative in the kitchen. Go way out. Do some stuff that you have never done before. And see, you are going to become a gourmet chef. And you're going to be able to have some fabulous photos like I have out there. So listen, guys, I'll see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern with my honored guest, Mr. William Patterson. Remember to make the decision to stay true to that which you have committed to. I love each and every one of you. Stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and direct me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again.